The National Museum of Natural History is marking its 100th anniversary by welcoming visitors to its newest hall.
Hi, thank you for being with us. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
They're here to explore the age-old question, what does it mean to be human? Curator Rick Pott says the 300 fossils and other artifacts on display illustrate a mosaic of physical traits and behaviors that evolved over time.
We're interested in people bringing their own personal experiences, their own understandings of the world, in order to engage with the science about when we stood upright, when our brains became large, when our social lives became complex, when we began to speak with one another.
Visitors peer into the eyes of replicas of early humans, sit down at their ancestral hearth, and walk in footprints molded from those left behind almost 4 million years ago in Tanzania.
And those footprints are exactly at the spacing, the size of the footprints, where three individuals walked across an African plain that long ago.
Two prize fossils are in this case. One is the 28,000-year-old skull of a Cro-Magnon, the first modern humans in Europe. The other is a skull of a Neanderthal, a species of upright primates that coexisted with Cro-Magnon until they disappeared about 30,000 years ago. Both skulls are on loan from the Musée de l'Homme in Paris. They were discovered in France around the same time that Charles Darwin published his famous On the Origin of Species in 1859. Alain Fromet, who curates the French Museum's anthropology collection, says Darwin's work played a crucial role.
It fueled the debate on the origin of mankind. And the surprise was to find such a modern human in a fossil context with the extinct animals.
Visitors are invited to touch the ancestral replicas, to transform an image of their face into an early human version, and to engage with dioramas that convey evolution. This 6 million-year-old story also unfolds during an era of dramatic climate change. Rick Pott says the exhibit shows how, during great swings between warm and cool, moist and dry, humans adapted.
Not only adapted to an African savanna or how Neanderthals became adapted to an ice age, but rather how our ability to make tools, our ability to have an expanded and complex brain, even our ability to use symbols and speak to one another, are not just adaptations to a past ancestral environment, but an adaptation to being flexible, to being adaptable.
Elementary school teacher Naisha Spates Burno plans to share that lesson with her students.
I think it just gives them more of a firsthand account of, you know, this stuff really did exist.
The sense of connection is important for Charla Weisswurm, visiting Washington from Texas.
I think with all the conflict with everyone in the world, that you come back saying we all came from the same place originally, and why can't we all just get along because we're all exactly alike?
Rick Potts hopes the exhibit answers that question by showing that our ancient relatives are worth getting to know. And in knowing them, he adds, they can teach us what it means to be human. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.